the spread of illicit fentanyl. Drug dealers across America are making the drugs on the street stronger and deadlier by lacing heroin with fentanyl.
Defense Secretary James Mattis says the U.S. is not looking to go to war with North Korea. Mattis was briefed by the South Korean defense minister today while he visited the heavily fortified demilitarized zone between North and South. Mattis said Washington's goal is not war, but denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with important news for every guy over 50. TV talk show legend Larry King has an incredible new free video for men with prostate problems. If you're a guy 50 or over, the odds are 70% or higher you have a prostate problem, whether you know it or not. Even the great Larry King had a problem. He used to get up 4 and 5 times a night because of his prostate. That's a rough night's sleep. Now most nights Larry sleeps through the night. His romantic life was on the skids, but now Larry proudly says, the King is back. Larry's prostate issues are a thing of the past. He did it with a natural product from France. It changed Larry's life. If you have prostate problems, do yourself a big favor. Go see Larry King's video investigative report and find out how he did it. Go to prostatevideo.com and see Larry's new video special report on prostate products and how they changed his life and how they can change yours too. It's free. If you have prostate problems, go into the men's room all the time, weak stream, urgency, and if your romantic game isn't up to par, go to prostatevideo.com. That's prostatevideo.com.
The latest report from the Commerce Department showing some very good economic news. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
The government's first reading of third quarter gross domestic product showing the nation's economy grew 3% even from July through September, when experts had predicted 2.5% growth. The healthy growth rate reported by the Commerce Department even more impressive, considering it happened during a quarter when historically destructive hurricanes slammed Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Catalan parliament voting to declare independence from Spain in a move expected to spark a constitutional crisis. The vote came as Spain's Senate approved emergency measures to take control of Catalonia and oust the separatist leadership. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is now expected to hold an emergency cabinet meeting and decide how they're going to move forward. Catalonia is a region in northeastern Spain that has over 7 million people. USA Radio News.
From the renowned author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, Jonathan Cahn brings his latest New York Times bestseller, A Mystery from the Ancient Middle East, foretelling the events of our time. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Jonathan Cahn opens the master blueprint that is now unfolding. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. Available wherever fine books are sold.
A CNN host has filed complaints with police that he's being harassed by a white supremacist. Correspondent Chris Barnes reports.
CNN's Don Lemon filing a police report in New York on Tuesday in which he says he's been bombarded with obscene Twitter messages from a white nationalist, one of the few that can be repeated, called Lemon a communist, saying, "Can't wait to stab you in the neck and I will find you." The guy reportedly identified himself on his Twitter profile as, quote, a heavily armed racist. I'm Chris Barnes.
A California branch office of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms had a bit of a scare. More from correspondent Jason Campidonia.
The unmarked car loaded with weapons was stolen from a U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives agent in La Jolla. It's unclear if the weapons were still in the car when it was found near San Diego Thursday. Recently, a 32-year-old Northern California woman was shot and killed by an illegal immigrant who reportedly used a gun stolen from the car of an off-duty federal agent. The shooting prompted legislation that requires law enforcement to lock their guns in a safe box or put them in the trunk.
Ads from two of Russia's largest news outlets are being blocked by Twitter. The social media giant announced yesterday the decision to ban advertising from Russia Today and Sputnik, based in part on U.S. intelligence community's conclusions that both of the outfits attempted to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. That prompted an angry response from Russia's foreign ministry, which called Twitter's actions highly regrettable. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We have a show today for you involving self-help, one-minute managing, and strange things from Ripley's Believe It or Not. But first, let's start with the serious stuff, and then we'll get on to lighter fare. We're speaking today with Ken Blanchard. He is the well-known author of the One-Minute Manager, a series of books. And we're here today to speak with him about self-leadership and the One-Minute Manager, his new book. Ken Blanchard, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here, sir.
Well, thank you, Derek. It's great to be with you.
So there are a lot of people in business for themselves these days. In that kind of environment, why is leadership of the self so important?
Well, you know, in the past, Derek, the assumption was that managers made all the decisions and they had all the knowledge and all that. But that command and control thing of yesterday is really doesn't work today because everybody has access to information. A lot of people are working remotely, and the young people, mm-hmm. particularly, they want collaborative relationships, not top-down relationships. So it's just a perfect time for self-leadership. And what great organizations are realizing is that they have people who are empowered self-leaders who are willing to set priorities, take initiative, and solve problems independently, man, they have a great asset. And that's why we're excited about teaching people about becoming self-leaders.
You know, it's interesting that you talk about working remotely. I know more and more people who are doing that. I know I do it myself. And yet it is tough sometimes to convince a company who's used to doing business face-to-face and really used to that kind of traditional hierarchical leadership style to change. Is that something that you can do, or is it just a matter of changing your own approach and response?
Well, I think they need to get with the program and get with the reality because, you know, you can have assets that aren't right next to you. You know, the old days, everybody that worked for you was right around your office, and there's brains all over the place. And so if they think that everything's got to be face-to-face, they're going to be out of business pretty soon.
Yeah, it really is incredible the degree to which technologies like Skype have revolutionized things. Just a few years ago, you would need to be at some sort of a huge network hub in order to do a national radio show, and right now we're speaking over Skype and managing to do the same thing, and yet it's carried on dozens of stations. So really, the world has been transformed not only by technology, but our attitudes towards what is possible. We're speaking with Ken Blanchard, who's the author of Self-Leadership and the One-Minute Manager. Talk to us about elephant thinking. I thought that was a really interesting concept because it's a sort of self-limiting sort of mentality. What is it, and how do you escape from it?
Well, the old concept, and this might be one of the reasons why that the circus isn't around enough, but they would get a baby elephant, they'd tie him to a post and a chain, and the baby wasn't strong enough to pull that up, and they would try, but they couldn't. And then now they're a big elephant, and they assume that they can't pull that stake up where they could do it in a heartbeat, you know. And so that's that whole concept of challenging assumed constraints, which are things in the past or what people have told you that are limiting you. You'll get a kick out of this. I had a bunch of professors when I was in graduate school said I couldn't write, so that if I wanted to be at a university, I should be an administrator. And so that was okay. But then a guy came to me and said, Ken, I'd love you to write a textbook for me. And I said, well, that'd be great. And we did. And I, of course, sent it to those idiots that said I couldn't write. And but that was an assumed constraint that I had to overcome. You probably have had to overcome some of yours today. And take Stephen Hawking. Suppose he assumed that because he had severe physical disabilities, it would limit his career, and we would have lost a great mind and a great contributor to the whole area of the physicists, you know. Mm-hmm. So we got to all overcome these assumed constraints.
We're speaking with Ken Blanchard. He's the author of Self-Leadership and the One-Minute Manager. Let's talk about elephant thinking in the beyond the world of just business. Do you think with regard to politics, we're stuck in a in elephant and donkey thinking, perhaps a little of both?
Yes, I think so. You know, I mean, I think we need to get out of this whole thing that we can't collaborate and we can't work together to solve problems.
Right.
I don't see any problems being solved. I just see win-lose attitudes. People were more interested in getting reelected than they are solving problems. And you know, I think the people in the country need to stand up, you know, and I don't think it's necessarily, you know, not saluting the flag. That doesn't seem to me to be the best solution. Mm-hmm. But we need to stand up. Hey, let's stop the nonsense, you know. And So we'll see what happens.
Whether you're talking about, I guess maybe in the political realm, how does one, regardless of what part of the political spectrum they're on, display leadership and get something done? Like you have to assume that you can get something done. First of all, you have to transcend the belief that the system is broken in order to fashion something new. How do you go about that?
Well, it's interesting, you know, in terms of leadership, it all starts with vision and direction, you know,
mm-hmm.
because leadership's about going somewhere. And one of the problems in Washington, we don't have a vision for our country anymore. Mm-hmm. We don't know what business we're in. We don't know what we're trying to accomplish. And take values. You'd think that we would have values that would last. No, it's all relative. You know, I called a reporter that I trust, because I've written a couple of books with the top whale trainers at SeaWorld, you know.
Hmm.
And the relationship between the trainers and the whales is a love affair, you know. So the environmentalists have been going after, SeaWorld. And I said, how can I support SeaWorld without the environmentalists surrounding our company and trying to put us out of business? Hmm. And she said, that's probably what they would do, rather than saying, can I disagree, let's talk, you know. And so I sent a paper I wrote called The Leadership Vision for America to Warren Bennis, who died recently. He was one of my gurus, and he said, Ken, you got such a great point. And he sent me a book called A Miracle at Philadelphia. Mm. And what you had is a bunch of egomaniacs. You had Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, John Adams, C. Adams, Hamilton, but they had a vision for the 13 colonies that was bigger than them, and they were able to solve a problem and create a great constitution, a Bill of Rights, which I don't know why we're not using more today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess when it comes down to it, whether you're talking about business or politics, that kind of is fundamental. Have a vision that's bigger than your own ego. That seems to really go to the heart of it right there. We've been speaking with Ken Blanchard.
You know,
go ahead.
And that's what I think self-leaders do, you know, because if they have a vision that's bigger than themselves, they're out trying to see if they can help it make it happen and help support the organization and people in it. So it's great.
Yeah, exactly. Doing something ultimately for the greater good. I think that's a big part of it. We've been speaking with Ken Blanchard. He is the author of Self-Leadership and the 1 Minute Manager. Mr. Blanchard, I followed your work for a long time. A pleasure speaking with you. Thanks so much for being on Now It's the News today.
Oh, good. And people can go on a website I have called KenBlanchardBooks.com, and they can, you know, choose whether they want self-leadership, one-on-one, teams, organizations, spiritual leadership. So that's where they can connect up with me if they want.
Thanks. All the best, sir.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
I'm Will Flitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I am Derek Blair. We welcome, once again, to the program, Edward Meyer of Ripley's Believe It or Not. The good folks over there have come out with yet another stellar volume in their ongoing collection of the strange and unusual. It is entitled Ripley's Believe It or Not, Shatter Your Senses. It is available online in bookstores, and you will know it by the bright blue color, the bright red lettering, and the eyeball that follows you everywhere emblazoned on the cover. Edward Meyer, welcome to Now It's the News. Welcome back. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having us, Derek. We always love to talk with you. And you know, you mentioned the cover. It's what we always do, called a lenticular photograph, so that it appears to be moving. This is volume 14, so we've been at this coffee table business for 14 straight years. And I think there's an eyeball on about 12 out of those 14, and it really does look like it moves. So it's a very attractive cover, bright blue with some chrome silver. I think it's our best cover yet, and I'm usually one of the hardest people to please with that. So they got it first time, got it right this year.
Well, that's good to know. I got to say that in an era where not everyone continues the annuals, the updates, the books. I know I used to, back in the day, be a big follower of the World Almanac and Leonard Maltin's Guide, and those have both gone by the wayside, much to my chagrin. You have kept this up, and I know it's because you have such a strong visual basis for what you're doing. I mean, we're talking here on the radio, but really the images that you come up with, not only the cover, but the images with which this book is replete are
well,
stunning
it's
and engaging.
It's a coffee table, you know, hardcover format, 256 pages, roughly 500 photos. And, you know, we're going to be 100 years old next year.
Wow.
So for 99 years, we've been known primarily as a cartoon company. Robert mm-hmm. Ripley was a newspaper cartoon illustrator. And it's only about 20 years ago that an outside party, his name was Mark Sloan, he was a photographer from San Francisco, said, you know, you guys are sitting on one of the most unusual, unique photo collections in all of America. You should do more with your photos. And so for the last 20 years, you know, we still produce the cartoon every day, but more and more we've become a photograph company rather than a cartoon company. And these books are, you know, jammed full of photos. Most of them you won't have seen anywhere else before. And I guarantee all of them will shatter your senses. There's pictures in here that are going to make you gasp. There's others that are going to make you, you know, run to your brother, your sister, your closest companion and say, look at this. Oh, my God, have you ever seen anything like it? And then, of course, there's others that you're going to close the book and go, oh, my God, I don't want to ever see that again.
And so, you know, some of them are accidental and some of them are very, very deliberate. There is, and I don't know exactly what page this is on, but the memory is lingering in in my mind still of the picture of the woman who is slowly turning herself into a dragon or lizard or I'm not sure what all, but she has undergone goodness, quite a few adaptations, including a bifurcated tongue, horns attached to her forehead. I believe that she's had both of her ears removed, unless
well,
I'm mistaken.
Well, you did not pick the one I thought you were going to pick.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's an interesting one, too. Now, you know, our generic term for this is body modification.
Yes.
And we've seen just about everything. People doing all kinds of extreme things. Sometimes literally just in the name of, wanting attention, but generically, some sort of independent, vision of beauty.
Yes.
Make yourself look different and stand out from the crowd, but in the belief that you look really attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dragon Lady, her real name is probably not a real name. Tia Baphomet, which is, an ancient name for the devil, Medusa. probably her real name's Jane Smith. But you described her pretty good. And we actually had this lady in our office.
The
photographs that appear on pages 228, 229 of the book, four of them in total, were taken by our staff photographers, so we know that they're 100% real, and as is she. And, the one thing I don't think you mentioned is she's got horns in her head, too. But
yes, my
definitely
goodness.
One of the most extreme cases of body modification we've seen. And that's almost become a Ripley challenge, because we've had one in, I think, probably all 14 volumes. And I would have said that they were extreme in volume one, but each year we seem to find somebody that's gone one step further.
We're speaking with Edward Meyer of Ripley's Believe It or Not and their new Ripley's Believe It or Not Shatter Your Senses coffee table book. I've got to think, and I know that your offices are in the state of Florida, that given the cultural background of that particular state, that perhaps someone, even with the modifications that we described, maybe would tend to stand out slightly less in such circumstances. So what do you think? What part of Florida are you in?
Well, I live in a little fairly conservative town of Winter Park, but
okay.
Our offices are in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
And if I may, I'd like to read you a cute quote that's right on this subject.
Okay.
Probably the number one author in Florida. He's a very, very popular Florida writer.
Yeah.
He has a newspaper gig in Miami, but he's written several books.
Our
Carl
friend
Hyacin.
Carl Hyacin. Okay, I thought you were going to go for Dave Barry, also another resident of Florida.
Okay.
They are, in fact, good friends, and he is also a proponent of the state of Florida. But what does Carl Hyacin have to say in defense of his home state?
Here's Carl exactly on your subject.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the old days, the nexus of weirdness ran through Southern California and, to a degree, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's changed so that every bizarre story in the country now has a Florida connection. I don't know why, except it must be something, some inversion of magnetic poles or something. And I have that taped to the side of my wall because I believe it 100%. I often get asked, where do we find our stuff? Florida is a gold mine. it really is.
Let me tell you, I lived there for a year and a half, and I could not agree with you more. I was in the Palm Beach area myself, but I would say that is definitely accurate, and I can understand why in this day and age Ripley's Believe It or Not would have a headquarters in the state of Florida. We're speaking with
that's kind of funny because we are a Canadian owned company.
Really?
My goodness. I am Canadian personally.
Really?
But the gentleman who owns us, roughly 25 years ago said, I don't know why you guys have your headquarters in Canada. You should be in Florida. So there you go. Even the Canadians know that Florida's where it's weird.
We have to take a quick break, but we will be back in a moment. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
In confronting the worst drug crisis in our history, we need to use every lawful tool we have, and we intend to do so.
Comments this morning from Attorney General Jeff Sessions about the president's declaration that opioid abuse in the United States is a public health emergency. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is on the president's board to fight opioid abuse.
I cannot tell you how important this will be to the millions of American families out there who have been affected by this epidemic, who have lost loved ones, who are struggling today to reclaim their loved ones from this addiction.
President Trump is reportedly leaning toward nominating Jerome Powell to head the Federal Reserve. Powell is a current Fed governor. Citing an unnamed source, CNBC says Trump has not yet made his final decision. Stanford University economist John Taylor also reported in the running. USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair, and we're speaking with Edward Meyer of Ripley's Believe It or Not. We're talking about being Canadian and living in Florida. With all the different stuff that you're dealing with, I mean, you kind of have to be grounded and sane. And I suppose Canadians have a certain reputation for that. And certainly
a little more conservative than our Florida residents.
I would think so. And it helps you stay polite when someone who's removed both of their ears in order to look like a lizard comes by. And you just got to focus on taking the pictures and getting the story.
Well, that's funny, too. I'll comment there because a couple books back, a lady that I thought was as extreme as you could get, her name was Maria Cristina, billed herself as the Mexican vampire woman, and other than taking her ears off, had a lot in common with this other lady here, our dragon lady.
Yeah.
And I took Maria to a restaurant, and I was absolutely baffled that people pretended like she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
There was no fuss or recognition whatsoever for the entire time we had dinner. But the second that we stood up to leave that restaurant, there must have been 50 people wanting their picture taken with her,
wow.
50 people touching her to see if it was real, and talking to her, asking her the most personal questions you could imagine.
My goodness.
It took us longer to exit the restaurant than it had to eat our dinner.
It must be indicative of an age in which everyone is focused constantly on their smartphones. You don't see them until they stand up at the end.
This was amazing. They just came out of nowhere, it seemed.
Well, we were speaking with Edward Meyer with Ripley's Believe It or Not about their new book, Shatter Your Senses. Now, you have alluded to an image, and I'm not sure which one it is, that perhaps exceeds in outlandishness and perhaps the ability to induce squeamish discomfort. Which one are you talking about? Because you said it's perhaps worse than the dragon lady.
I, I will go there.
Okay. Okay. All right. We're ready.
Now, the distinction being, you know, the dragon lady that you picked, you know, has done this to herself.
Right.
And that to me is, you know, really unexplainable craziness, madness, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Well, the lady on page 183, Indian name that I can't really pronounce, but Khadija Khatun.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Has a medical disorder.
Yes.
So, you know, her disfigurement is horrific, but is an act of nature as opposed to an act of man.
Right.
And basically her entire face is a tumor.
Yeah.
And I think that this is one of the most horrific pictures I've ever seen. And, you know, if you like that kind of thing, you're gonna be spellbound by it. If you don't like that kind of thing, you're going to turn the page real quick.
Yes, yes. No, it's,
way
it's,
back in 1933, goodness. The very first Ripley Auditorium, Ripley would feature live performers. And there was a gentleman named Arthur Loos, L-O-O-S.
Yeah.
And he had this same disfigurement, and that picture has haunted me for the whole 40 years I've worked with Ripley.
Wow.
And we have never had the courage to put it in a book, but we come pretty close with this one.
Yeah, well, it's obviously not something that we can show over the radio, but goodness, page 183, it's not for the faint of heart, and certainly, I mean, you got a feel for an individual in this situation. I will say that David Lynch and his proclivities have nothing on this.
About a much more pleasant subject, though? Marilyn Monroe on page 44 and
the
45.
The dress she wore for President Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm the guy that actually bought this dress, so that's the highlight for me of this whole book.
Really? How did you find Marilyn's dress?
For those who don't know, haven't seen the book yet, page 44, 45, this is the sequined, nearly nude dress that Marilyn wore once only in Madison Square Garden, May 19th, 1962, to sing Happy Birthday to Mr. President, a very famous piece of film history and pop culture and political history, a big scandal that, you know, everybody thought she was naked under the lights and Jackie wasn't there, so they all thought she was openly flirting with the president in public. And I tried to buy this dress way back in 1999, and at that time I could have got it for $1.1 million, but I was holding tight at $1 million and lost it.
Oh, man.
In 2016, I paid a now world record for a piece of clothing, $4.81 million.
Wow.
This dress is sewn on her. It is ultra tight. It's got almost 8,000 rhinestones on it.
Wow.
It is the most beautiful gown imaginable. And, of course, Marilyn, one of the most beautiful women of modern history, at least, looked absolutely gorgeous in it.
Absolutely.
This dress is now touring Ripley's Museums. It's currently in Dallas, Texas, on its way here to Orlando, Florida, next month. And we'll tour throughout next year, which is our 100th anniversary. So we hope to give it some great exposure. We got a few other really nice Marilyn pieces to go with it, but it's the highlight. It is now the most expensive dress in the world and the most expensive thing in the Ripley's Believe It or Not collection.
My goodness. Like, 400% higher, at least. It went up in price like a Silicon Valley apartment.
Yeah, and it originally only cost her $1,400. So, it's gone up a lot in 60 years.
I'm assuming that's not in 1962 dollars. They probably didn't adjust for inflation there.
Yeah.
But still, my goodness, that's an incredibly expensive dress. And, of course, that's the one, which she sang, Happy Birthday to You. That's my Marilyn Monroe.
That's the one. If you're going to do the imitation, I'll stay quiet.
No. I'll leave it at that. But I got to say, it raises an interesting question. And we're speaking with Edward Meyer of Ripley's Believe It or Not about Shatter Your Senses, their new coffee table book. What kind of a budget do you get for purchasing these things? And what does it look like? What are the spreadsheets of Ripley's look like when it comes to acquiring things of this nature?
Well, all of them are good questions. None of them I'm going to answer.
Well, you've answered some of them for us already.
Well, as I said, this is the most expensive thing I've ever bought.
Fair enough.
And I have to go back 30 years, almost to the day, to the only other thing that I've spent over $2 million on, which was John Lennon's Rolls Royce back in 1985.
Wow.
And we had to create a special budget to get both of those items. They were not budgeted as everything else. We spent a lot of money. There's no denying it. But at public auction, where we bought the Maryland dress, is a public record. Anybody could find that out, so you know we don't mind saying that. But typically, if we're dealing with an individual, part of the negotiation is that neither side will, you know, tell prices, because that just affects how you do business. You
know? Interesting. No, I definitely understand that.
And so a big budget, but I'm not going to give you a number.
Well, you know, you obviously you select the best. Whatever you pay for it, and I'm sure you get some deals in there as well, you have gone and you have found the most interesting things, whether you pay anything for it or not, that is available out there in the world. We have to take another quick break, but we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
Get to the chopper!
I'm Will Flitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. What if I told you that punishing a successful company with taxation was a fool's errand? Because you know what? We need the jobs, and it's us that pay those burdensome taxes. Yep, consider the logic. Classism seeks to heap the misery on businesses. That'll fix their wagons. Except for that little problem we often refer to as math. Yeah, it's just math. If a company is at the very least breaking even, guess who pays the burdensome and punishing tax? You guessed it. Whoever purchases that company's services or products, that'd be you and me. Nice job. Take it from the top, punish the company, make them uncompetitive in the global market while we pay the crazy tax. That's as absent of common sense as the multiple layers of tax we're already unwittingly paying as citizens, not to mention the death tax. What would our founders say? For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair, and we're speaking with Edward Meyer of Ripley's Believe It or Not. Now, you have a gentleman here that has on pages 180 and 181. Also, this is not something that he's done to himself, clearly. But his name is Short E. Dangerously. Tell us about this gentleman, what he does, who he is, and the history of his interest in what he does.
All right. Well, again, we're not talking a visual medium, but
yeah.
You said Short E.
Yes.
Dangerously.
Yes.
If we say it a little differently and call him Shorty, that gives you a clue.
Yes.
This is a half man. Mm-hmm. He has no legs. Mm-hmm. He is literally just a torso. And you mentioned the pages 180, 181. And this is another gentleman that actually came to our office for this photo shoot. Now, wow. At the top of page 180, we have a little picture of a sideshow man from Ripley's era in the 30s named Johnny Eck. And Johnny Eck is a very famous sideshow personality. He was in the 1932 classic underground movie Freaks. And Shorty
is
sort of, you know, modeled himself after Johnny Eck, that if Johnny could do these things with no legs, maybe I can too. But this is a guy that's, you know, alive and well right now. As I said, the pictures were taken in our office in Orlando. He can play pool. He can walk on bowling balls, which was really a really neat stunt to see him do.
Wow.
And one of the other pictures has him on a skateboard. And he's a character, that's for sure.
Yeah, it really is, and I've seen other folks with these this condition, and it really is amazing how they're able to adapt and get around and so forth. I wonder, you know, going back to Todd Browning's a film that you mentioned.
Thank you for remembering the name. It was on the tip of my tongue, but I couldn't think of it.
No, that's okay. It is an underground classic, and it sort of many of his films, although he directed the original Dracula, I shouldn't say the original Dracula, but the movie Dracula with Bela Lugosi, the classic.
The Universal Studios version. Yeah.
Exactly. And his much of his work, because I believe he did work in a circus at some point early in his career, he also directed The Unknown with Lon Chaney Sr., and many of his his works had to do with people with physical abnormalities. I wonder, you know, especially in this day and age, and it's not an entirely comfortable question, but I think that a lot of this, certainly the perspective on this has changed, where a lot of people once viewed this as, okay, we're just dealing with people who are abnormal or strange in some way. There has been a shift towards which we now kind of treat people with these disabilities with a much greater degree of respect, and I truly believe that what you're doing here takes that into account. How has that shifted for you? You've been with the company
for quite some time. Thank you for saying that. And, you know, it is a little bit of a touchy subject. Mm-hmm. And again, we're discussing, in this case, someone with a physical abnormality,
yeah,
a handicap, if I can use that word.
Sure.
And, you know, he's making the best of it. He has got an act. Mm-hmm. He has toured the world, and he's telling people that anybody can do anything that they put their mind to. It's a very positive message that he's trying to get across.
Yeah.
In Ripley's era, political correctness was totally different.
Yeah.
And, the word freaks, per the movie title, was common. And, we try very hard not to say that anymore. And, and again, in the 30s, in the 40s, it was a little more just staring and gawking. But mm-hmm. here today, I think it's a learning experience that, I always remember, I'm a blues musician fan, mm-hmm. and there used to be a commercial maybe 20 years ago with the team of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. Mm-hmm. And Brownie McGee is handicapped with a club foot, mm-hmm. Sonny Terry handicapped being blind.
Right.
And it was a wonderful commercial that at the very end basically said, "We're not handicapped, you are for thinking so." And it just it resonated with me.
Yeah.
And, I'd like to say it has affected my career, that, you got to look at people a little different. Don't judge the book by the cover.
Yeah, and certainly that's I think that really is an undercurrent with everything in Ripley's Believe It or Not. There's certainly the sensationalism and the shock value to what you do, but I really believe in all of these books that I've seen that you deal with all your subjects with a tremendous amount of respect. So thank you for doing that, because I know people with disabilities and I have people with disabilities in my family, and you're right. It's not an easy place to be, but you do it really well, and thank you for that.
Well, thank you for acknowledging that. I relate back to both of our TV shows, mm-hmm. Jack Palance in the 1980s, mm-hmm. More so, but also Dean Cain in the early 2000s,
yeah.
that we found via TV particularly, there was a great, great interest in medical phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
And all of it was positive. People going, right. "Oh my goodness, I didn't know that something existed. I didn't know." Or the really good ones were, "I know someone with that, now they can find a doctor."
Right.
Right. Like we really touched people that we've gone, I'd say we've gone pretty far out of our way in the last few years to do that in our books too, because there's really a need to educate and a need for sympathy that hopefully we can offer.
No, that's true. And one of the things that I have found as the father of a daughter who is disabled physically and intellectually is that people don't generally want to talk about it, and
yep.
they're uncomfortable with it, and that to the degree which you can spread knowledge by hook or by crook, you're doing a service, and I think that you're
amen.
You're
amen. I agree 100%.
Yeah, and I really think that you're doing that here. And to boot, it is a really fun book. We've only gotten to a tiny fraction of the different things that you show in this book.
We didn't over 1,000 stories, over 500 photographs. So there's a lot of information. Every page got something for somebody that, you put it down on the coffee table and leave it there over the holidays, and people will read every page at their own speed and have a lot to talk about at the dinner table.
Yes, indeed. The Chinese commercial city, the fire fishing in Taiwan. We've just skimmed the surface here. Edward Meyer with Ripley's Believe It or Not. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for talking about Shatter Your Senses, your most recent Ripley's Believe It or Not coffee table book. Please go out, find it in stores. And where can people find more information online?
Amazon.com or Ripley's.com. We always love people to buy it directly from us so that we can sell it to you a little cheaper and not have to pay the middleman. But, you know, wherever fine books are sold, including our Ripley Museums. It's
out
in every one of our locations for the holiday season.
That's right. Well, Jeff Bezos, I'm sure, is a very nice guy, but hey, why not cut out the middleman? Ripley's.com. Edward Meyer, thank you so much for being on with us again. A pleasure speaking with you. All the best, and look forward to speaking with you soon.
Super. Thanks for having us on.
Always a pleasure to speak with Edward Meyer of Ripley's Believe It or Not. Please check out their website and their new book at ripleys.com.
Happy trails.
That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Now It's the News. And until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
Happy trails.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
In confronting the worst drug crisis in our history, we need to use every lawful tool we have, and we intend to do so.
Comments this morning from Attorney General Jeff Sessions about the president's declaration that opioid abuse in the United States is a public health emergency. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is on the president's board to fight opioid abuse.
I cannot tell you how important this will be to the millions of American families out there who have been affected by this epidemic, who have lost loved ones, who are struggling today to reclaim their loved ones from this addiction.
President Trump is reportedly leaning toward nominating Jerome Powell to head the Federal Reserve. Powell is a current Fed governor. Citing an unnamed source, CNBC says Trump has not yet made his final decision. Stanford University economist John Taylor also reported in the running. USA Radio News.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way.
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at uhcmedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
For the second straight day, police have reported stopping a young man planning an attack on his school. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The list reportedly had names of faculty and students from Meadowbrook Middle School in Poway, and as a precaution, everyone whose name was on the list has been notified. The eighth grader was detained by deputies with the Poway Sheriff's Station. Officials say they will have increased patrols in the area today, even though students will not be at the school. Investigators say the boy does not have access to any firearms, and the school district is cooperating.
Ohio police were shocked to find themselves in a 100-mile-per-hour chase with a driver on Interstate 81. The reason they were so surprised? The boy was 10 years old. The boy reportedly had been waiting for his sister to get ready for school when he stole the car and led police on.